Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Looks like Democrats are slaving again. Actual plantations run out of California. This is incredible. I mean, there's no words for it. And again, the only reason we know about how bad it is because of X. Without X, the country would think poor, terrified, illegal immigrant children had their mothers ripped from them by Trump, who was incredibly cruel and just really mean for no reason. And that the raids had to stop to protect the children. But we have X. And they don't have a good way to hide this anymore. And we're seeing what they did with the 300,000 children we've talked so much about. We're finding those children. 361 illegal immigrants were picked up in these two raids. We're told they were atrocities. They were only picked up because they were Hispanic. They're good people, and they should just be sent back out to, you know, harvest more strawberries. And stop making the children cry, says Gavin Newsom. Stop making them cry. They're going to miss their mommies. And, well, mommy isn't here. Because these are not only undocumented children, these are unaccompanied minors. Let's go back for a minute to the Washington Times article from 2021 and kind of catch up on how they end up here, because Americans are just so naive about how the Democrats and the cartels work together here. The average price paid for a minor by the cartels, about $400 for a kid. Some go as high as $700. It's what they give you. You don't have a choice in most cases, these parents don't. They say, we'll kill the rest of your family. We'll kill your other children. We would like to buy that one. They bring them up here. They are true modern-day slaves. And I think this weekend, America got just the smallest look at what the Democrats and the cartels are doing. They bring them up here. Democrats know, Lee. We documented this last week. You were on vacation, I know. But we documented this last week with the report that just came out from the Department of Homeland Security. Fox News reporting over the weekend, one illegal immigrant with a criminal record who was never vetted was given over 140 children.
Somehow I don't think that they were biologically their
parents. Nope. I mean,
something's just not adding up.
No, and they were allowed to pick them up and move them out. And I think this is because the Democrats have a wink, wink, nod, nod relationship, or did, with the cartels. We'll let you take your kidnapped kids, your sex slaves, your actual slaves for your plantations. We'll reunite them with you. We will. Now we know, Lee, why they suspended the DNA testing, because guess what? That documents the crime. And now we're finding these kids on plantations. Well, but they just want to work. They just came here to pick strawberries. I mean, pot for liberals to smoke. That's all. Even at 14, when by law you should be in school, they just want to work. No, they're kidnapped. In Guatemala, I'll never forget this article as long as I live, 2014, The Guardian. It was just mind-numbing. I still have it here. It's yellow sitting in my stack. How families in Guatemala have to, they create trapdoors in their homes, false basements. They dig holes when they can't do that in the jungle for the kids to run and hide in. They're girls. Because when the men with the automatic rifles come through looking for girls to kidnap to sell in America, they have to hide their daughters. That's been going on since 2014. Joe Biden put it on steroids. So they bring the little girl up, no DNA testing at the border because Joe Biden suspended that. See, that's why they used to be in cages. And the Democrats objected because they wanted the little girls with their pimps who had kidnapped them free to roam into the U.S. and sell them. After reunification by Democrats who look the other way, don't do DNA testing, and don't give a damn that that pedophile has a criminal record on both sides of the border. That's how this works. It is a horror show. So why were these kids on this plantation? Because that's what it is. Democrats are slaving again, this time in, you know, partnership, not with the slave, you know, the slavers who used to kidnap them from Africa, but this time in partnership with the cartels. Why are they working as slaves? And they are slaves on these plantations growing the Democrats' pot. Here's why. Stephen Miller breaks it down. They have no choice because the cartels then put a price on their head for the cost of trafficking them across the border. So they get kidnapped. Then they're forced to pay $4,000 to $6,000 with interest that goes up and up and up and never ends. They have to work it off as slaves or the cartel will kill them or their family members back in their home countries. Here's Stephen Miller, Deputy Chief of Staff for Trump, explaining.
They are protecting those who traffic in the suffering of children. And by the way, do you know why so many of these unaccompanied alien minors are being put to work in slave wages and slave conditions all across California? To pay off their cartel debts. The Right. Democrat Party is funneling these profits, profits from rape, profits from exploitation, and yes, profits from murder, into the hands of the cartels that control the north of Mexico, that assassinate politicians, that assassinate judges, that assassinate women and children, and that smuggle fentanyl into our country. Cartels are waging war against America, and their allies are the Democrat Party. And their allies are the Democrat politicians that are incentivizing these migrant mobs to try to murder our ICE officers.
Yeah, that's where we are.
Sometimes historic events suck. Bullets shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And he's not overstating the issue.
No, he's not. It's where we are.
He sounds a little animated, and he usually is. I can relate to that, but he's not overstating the issue.
When you see human rights abuses, violations, the full horror of what the Democrats are running here, you get animated.
Yeah.
This is backwater, third world country stuff. And, you know, I just thank God for this because a lot of this sounds negative. It's not. This is the part where the light gets shown on what they were doing. And to find out, Lee, that Gavin Newsom, who truly is scum this morning, that Gavin Newsom tweeted that, shaming Trump, a picture of a child running, shaming Trump. Oh, no, Trump took his mom. That's why he's crying. And then we find out that not only are they using children as slaves on this pot farm, because that's what they were doing, that Gavin Newsom took $10,000 from the owner of the plantation as a campaign donation and kind of didn't mention that in his tweet.
Whoops.
Then what you can see, though, is the top down that I've been talking about for years on my Battleground America podcast and here on this show. The cartels are merging with the Democrats. That $10,000 is blood money. It's profit money off of sex trafficking and slave trafficking of these children.
Yeah, it was nice to hear Miller actually catch up with you on that one.
Yes, I know. Thank you. Years later, but I've been saying it for a very long time. This, what you're looking at is a partnership between the cartels and the Democrats. I mean, you look at who they most passionately protect, and I never would have forecast this. It is the most violent, most heinous gangbangers, because that's who brings them their money, and that's who brings them their voters. They think they can partner with these people. They think they can merge with them. They want it to be like it is in Mexico, where the politicians are cut in on the proceeds of crime or they're killed if you're not part of it. And then, Lee, just to show you what this is, then we find out Gavin Newsom's strawberry farmer, it's actually a pot farm, turns out to be a child predator working on the farm with these poor kids, these underage, unaccompanied minors who've been pimped out by the Democrats and the cartels, is an actual sex offender. This is incredible. Working there, he had been sentenced to 7 years for kidnapping and attempted rape with a prior conviction for attempted child molestation. This felon was working at the same farm as, it turns out, 14 kids now we've found. It. 10 was what they originally had over the weekend. He's just working there with them. Sex offender. Democrats want him left alone. Let him do whatever he wants to the kids. We don't care. And you know what? There's a warning here for Donald Trump, too. I'm not going to let him off the hook.
No.
I'm not. This and I had to learn this myself, okay, from Jim Pendergraf, who was the Democrat sheriff of Mecklenburg County, only Democrat I ever voted for because he was really more like a Republican. And I said, well, you know, there's the good ones who come here to work. He said, no, there's not. No, they're not. He said, you don't understand, they all owe cartel debt. He said, so the ones working the farms, the ones working the construction during the day are working for the cartels at night. They're moving the sex traffic victims. I mean, he told me this 20 years ago. They're moving the sex traffic victims. They're moving to drugs. They have no choice. Some of them are really bad guys. But others, they don't have a choice. They owe the cartels thousands of dollars. So the idea that Donald Trump can give these people visas, oh, well, the farmer knows you. He can vouch for you. It'll be great. No, that's a little golden book style version of America. The farmer doesn't know who you are. Farmer has no idea who you are. You're using an American's ID illegally, American Social Security card illegally. He doesn't even know your real name, never mind your child trafficking charges, your child sex abuse charges, the fact that you're wanted for murder in El Salvador. Farmer doesn't have a clue who you are. We don't need to start handing these people visas. We need to get them heck out of the country. If we need workers, we'll bring them in on new visas, and we will do this radical thing called vetting them first. So this doesn't have to happen to children anymore.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.